Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're live. Dunwoody, guys. Ashford Dunwoody, should I say, and hanging out here at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. It's where our Father's Day dinner is going to go down a little bit later on tonight with some listeners who participated in our contest, and we're excited to meet all of them. And you will have all the 92.9 The Game personalities here as well. So it's not just Mike and I, but everybody associated with the radio station. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right, Cha-Cha. I'm bringing Bobby with me, my son, and Randy Mack will be here as well, because Andy's dad, Abe's dad, all the crew, man. I'm looking forward to hanging out with some great listeners, and found out that one of my old buddies, who I haven't seen in forever, his sister was one of the contest winners.
How cool.
Bringing her dad along.
That's awesome, man. We're going to get to...
By the way, I was, before we get to B-Mac, I was listening to Steak and Sandra. Steak's like, Mike raging against Kirk Cousins that he's a liar. Because he did. I know the guys don't want to get taken out of a game. They're going to try to stay in there. And coach probably should have pulled rank and said, you're not good enough to play. But still, I don't want to hear Kirk Cousins' three different versions of the story.
Yeah, that was the thing that bothered me the most about that whole ordeal. Look, I'm over it.
Right.
Michael Penix is my dude. I can't wait to put my do-rag on and keep it moving. And when he got drafted, I told you guys, look, it was a possibility of happening. It did. And now we got to turn the page. But, yes, Steak, yes, he lied. Hey, man, let's get to B-Mac and talk some NFL football with him. Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's start there, shall we? Why do I have a feeling, B-Mac, we're going to be talking a lot about this season with the Steelers and their situation. What do you hear about OTAs and mandatory minicamp, specifically minicamp, with Aaron Rodgers showing up and reporting, I think, way earlier than anybody suspected him to.
Right.
And then I'm hearing this. Okay, look, I don't want to clown Mike Tomlin. I love him. But it felt like there was this love fest going on this week. Tomlin's like, I'm so glad he's here. Aaron's like, oh, it all starts with Mike Tomlin. What is going on up there?
I mean, both sides said the right things. You know what I mean? Aaron Rodgers talked about his will and want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers and said it was either playing for the Steelers or walking away. He also talked about his admiration, you know, and his football love, to say the least, for the Steelers organization and Mike Tomlin. And I think it's a mutual sign of respect coming from Mike Tomlin as well. So I think that's a different situation for Aaron Rodgers compared to what he walked into two years ago with the New York Jets. You know what I mean? You didn't really hear him say the things he said a few days ago in Pittsburgh about the Jets 2 years ago when he first got there. And to your point, remember, a year ago he missed minicamp because he had a trip planned.
To the pyramids, right?
Yeah, the pyramids.
Had to be
Egypt
in Egypt
and everything like that. Yeah. Yes. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, you can go to Egypt at any given time. But for some reason, he planned that trip during the Jets minicamp or whatever the case was. But long story short, he wasn't there. He wanted to be at minicamp with the guys. He's been extremely welcoming, you know, making new friendships with his new teammates. And from everything that I've heard from minicamp that happened this week, it went as well as planned.
you know, we talked a lot. We went back and looked at the numbers from last year with the Jets. You know, those were solid numbers. You know, he was right up there as far as – now, the passing yards weren't great. Of course, we got Breece Hall. You could run the football. But do you feel he gets too much heat for how the Jets season imploded last year?
No question, but that's deserving. You know, when he came in, instantly people felt like the Jets could compete for a championship. Now, the injury happened, which was out of his control, but when he came back, people felt like they would see what they thought they would see in year one. And everything, it didn't work out well, you know, not just from Aaron Rodgers' side of things, but the entire team was super inconsistent, and that played a part into the disappointments that occurred for the Jets and their fan base, you know. But now, if you look at Aaron Rodgers, to your point, if you really look at the numbers, especially the last five or six games of 2024, that's when he really found his stride. It was something that was clicking for him at the quarterback position that resonated throughout the entire offense, where you saw productive numbers, and that is the quarterback the Pittsburgh Steelers are hoping they will see from start to finish in 2025.
B-Mac, can Michael Penix have the kind of season Jaden Daniels had last year, and do you think he will?
Yes, he can, and I do think he will. Now, I don't expect to see Michael Penix have the rushing production that Jaden Daniels had, because Jaden Daniels is a true dual-threat quarterback. Michael Penix has mobility, but not to the level of Jaden Daniels. So let's keep that, you know, in accordance. But in terms of throwing the football, no question. No question, because let's do it like this, guys. If you were just to highlight the pass catchers that Jaden Daniels had a year ago compared to what Michael Penix will have this year, along with the running back, who has the better offensive resources? Penix, right?
Drake, totally.
Drake London.
Everybody's healthy,
Mooney,
yeah.
Mooney, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts, if he's healthy. Now, Zach Ertz really did play some really good football, but no one thought Zach Ertz would do what he did in August, in September. That happened throughout the season. But if you look at just the offensive personnel, Michael Penix here in Atlanta has better offensive skill guys than what Jaden Daniels had last year. Now, Jaden Daniels made those guys look better than what we thought they could look outside of, you know, Scary Terry already had a name for himself. I'm talking about the entire group, you know what I mean? But outside of Scary Terry, who was the pass catcher that we thought would emerge from the smoke for the Commanders in August of 2024? Nobody. That was questions. Right. Those were questions. Here in Atlanta, you know who your number one is, and you know who your number two is. And you look at what
they
Ray did.
Add Debo. They added Debo, so they got Debo in that mix now, too.
But I'm just saying, from last year's Jaden Daniels, Debo wasn't there last year. Right? So I'm just comparing what Jaden Daniels had in 2024 compared to what Michael Penix will have in his first full starting year in 2025.
We were talking to Jesse Bates the other day. Brian, as Brian McFadden joins us, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner here on the WadeFord.com hotline with the Steelers. And we were asking about the young guys. We drafted some safeties. We got some undrafted free agents that played at a high level in the Big 12 as well. You were a pick. How quickly was it spoon-fed? Was it from a hose? How quickly were you able to jump in and be able to ball?
You know what? I was comfortable within the playbook midway through training camp my rookie year, you know. And now the thing about our offseason regimen, it was a little more intense than it is now. We were on the grass a little more. You know, we was in the meeting rooms a little more. But by the midway through training camp, I was pretty comfortable. And clearly there were a few nuances that you had to get adjusted to. But by midway through training camp, I was pretty comfortable into what we were doing in the playbook. The thing I love about the young guys the Atlanta Falcons drafted and added via free agency, you know, throughout the free agent pool of rookies, you got guys that have hot tape coming from colleges. Hot tape. You know, when you look at the both safeties, when you look at the corner from Kansas, they all had hot tape. So with that hot tape, they come into the building there at Flowery Branch with confidence because they've shown the ability to be playmakers and do so in a consistent way. And I wouldn't be surprised to see those young players emerge at some point in time in their rookie campaign because they have the skill set and they have the confidence.
Brian McFadden joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking all things NFL. Tell me what you did this 5-6 week period as you left mandatory minicamp and went and got yourself ready for the season. Because, Brian, I've been saying there's a balance. You can't overwork yourself, but you also have to be ready when you get back. How did you take that on, and what do you think guys' regiments are going to be?
Well, going into my first year, I really thought I was working out the right way, but I wasn't. You know, because you don't know exactly what you're going to embark in on until you actually do. So I went home back to, down to South Florida, and I was training, I was running, I was doing everything I thought I would need to do to be in the best shape as possible, but it wasn't. Now, what happened was my second year, guess what I did? I went and trained in the summertime with veterans that knew the ropes, knew the ins and outs, knew what to expect. And because of me following their footsteps, that put me to be that put me in a better mindset physically and mentally to be in better shape. So what I would advise the rookies now, when you go to your respected places in the off season, make sure you have an older guy that you can lean on in terms of conditioning, working out, because they've been through the fire multiple times. They know what to expect. So if I'm any of the young safeties here in Atlanta, yo, Jesse, where are you training at in the summertime? Because he knows what it takes. He understands the training camp regimen with the Falcons. You know, following A.J. Terrell's footsteps, man, because those guys are always in great shape. And because they're in great shape, guess what? Availability is never questioned for them. Their body is not dealing with bruises and injuries like that. So that's right. What I would advise.
It's our man, Bryant McFadden, guys, our weekly visit with a Super Bowl winner here on Dukes and Bell. We were talking about the defensive rookie of the year. Carl brought this up earlier in the week. Abdul Carter is going to obviously have a lot more eyeballs on him in New York, a lot of expectations as the third overall pick. And then you got, you know, I presume they're going to use Travis Hunter as more of a wide receiver. I'm not sure how that usage rate on defense is going to work. You know, you got a couple other dudes like Michael Williams, Kenneth Grant from Michigan. The long question, short answer, I guess, can Jalen Walker battle and be the guy, be an impact player, they'll be in the mix for Rookie of the Year defensively?
Yeah. I mean, he has a unique skill set, man. He plays with confidence. He's disruptive in the versatility that he has. Walker could be the Atlanta Falcons version of Micah Parsons for the Cowboys. And what I mean when I say that, look at the multitude of ways the Cowboys use is Micah Parsons, right? Jalen Walker, we know he can be an edge guy, right? We know he can be an off-ball guy. We know in different packages, he potentially could line up at the three technique, and you can run different defensive fronts with him in game scenarios. So because of the opportunities and the many ways that he can be involved in a defense, he's going to make plays. He's going to make plays. So this class, in terms of rookies, you talked about Abdul Carter, who's already been causing nightmares for the Giants. You talked about Jalen Walker. Hey, what about – you can't forget about James Pierce. I mean, you got two guys for Atlanta that are rookies that can really do a great job in sacking a quarterback. And any production they give the Falcons this year in the fan base is going to be overly felt because Atlanta fans haven't had the luxury of relying on consistent pass rushers. So anything they do is going to be felt from here to Macon because that's been missing for the Falcons for quite some time.
B, it is Father's Day weekend this weekend. Mike and I are here on remote today, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. We're going to have a big dinner for a lot of our listeners. And I just want you to reminisce a little bit. And happy Father's Day to you, brother. I know that the babies are doing well. Do you have a memory as you made your way to the league and somebody that was influential? And, again, it didn't have to be your dad, but maybe a coach or somebody that spent time and gave you some pearls that ultimately helped you get to where you wanted to be?
Of course, my mom, you know, she was the first superhero I ever seen. before I watched Batman, before I watched Spider-Man and X-Men and all the different cartoons that were childhood favorites of mine, my mom was the first superhero I ever seen. That's when I really knew superheroes is a real thing. But outside of my mom, I would say Mickey Andrews. Mickey Andrews at Florida State, legendary defensive coordinator, you know, one of the more respected coaches ever in college football. He played a major part in my life because I oftentimes tell kids when I'm talking to kids or helping motivate and coach them that sports is the biggest reflection on life. Because in life as an adult, every day you got to go out and prove yourself. Every day you got to go out and compete. Every day you got to go out and show someone you're better than the next man. You guys do that every day. You're competing.
Every day.
Right? Every day. And that's what sports is. And Mickey Andrews taught something to me and my teammates that I will never forget ever in my life. He said, as it pertains to football, but this also resonates in life, you cannot live soft and fight hard. It doesn't work that way. And for us, especially as men, I don't care where you come from, I don't care what you look like, you cannot live soft and fight hard. And that's what he meant. He meant mentally and physically. You got to be able to go to battle and be willing to do so in a hard way to get the results that you want to get. Because you just can't turn it on and turn it off. And I apply that to my day-to-day routine every opportunity I get, man. Because when you get battle tested and it gets hard mentally and physically, especially us as men, we don't ask for help. You know, we've been indirectly taught to never ask for help. We got to figure it out on our own. Man, you got to have a mindset that understands, man, this is the hard way, and I know how to get the hard results that I need to be able to do what I need to do. And also, two men listening, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay.
It's real. It's real. B-Mac, appreciate you as always. It's funny you use that phrase because I just watched Rambo the other day, and John, the war is over. You just can't turn it off and turn it on.
You just don't turn it off. Nothing is over.
So you're right. You can't every
good
day.
Good God, Johnny, don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good. Thanks so much, B. Appreciate you. Happy Father's Day, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Likewise, you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Mickey Andrews, one of my favorite FSU coaches. That's the thing. You know, as you have a great, you got to have a really good program. You got those great coaches.
You do.
Chuck Amato, Mickey Andrews, Mark Richt. That's how Bowden went, you know, went south. And that's why, you know, you got to be able to reset. Some teams can, some can't.
Yeah.
Dabo dealt with that at Clemson.
No doubt. I think that's the brilliance that I've said it before of Nick Saban. Look at all his offensive coordinators. Right. You would be amazed at how many guys came through Alabama and he continued to win. All right, we're coming back, guys. We're going to get to 4th-and-1. Speaking of Mike Tomlin, he is moving his practices. We'll tell you why. And also, Dak Prescott talking about legacy. It's all coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.